everyone. Good evening. I'm so glad to talk to you. You've tuned into Radiance by Design, and that means you and I are going to learn how to radiate at a higher and higher level. And sometimes radiating at a higher level requires releasing some of the more intense reactions that we've got going on inside of ourselves. And where did they come from? Lineage, past life experiences, this life experiences, attachments to people. Oh my gosh, is that ever a big one? I'm an intuitive and an energy counselor. Most of you know that. And I was just talking to a woman and we were discussing her attachment to, what would we call it? The nature of her identity at this point in her life, which wants to change, but she doesn't want it to change, so she's attaching to a certain kind of situation at home and family and so on. And I went, wow, is that ever? This theme is running through my whole brain today and yesterday. Attachment, attachment, and more attachment. I thought I knew what it was. A lot of us have learned about attachment being a really important thing to look at when you're learning any kind of meditation. Well, not any kind. Some of the active meditations, I don't think they're as concerned about that. But there's a certain kinds of meditation where you sit in center and you want to release all attachment. And they'll say, like if you're in a relationship or a marriage or something, to release the attachment to the marriage is often to give it the ability to have a lot more life in it, because it's the attachments that keep us running our old programs and keep us acting out of places that are, what would we say, habitual and not very conscious. Anyway, that's a long preamble, and today we're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about, because what I really love on Radiance by Design is you get to call in, and I get to play with you, and we get to shift and change our energy fields and create a higher radiance and resonance, but also we get to do some healing work, because very often when you change the energy, you change the reality. That's the end line, I believe, or right near the end line in a book that's the fourth book in the Arcturian, what are they called? The Arcturian Chronicles, I think. The Arcturian something or another. And they're by Patricia Pereira. She channeled these, and they're really, really wonderful books. And at the very end, it was change your energy, change your reality. And many of us have discovered that, like, that's why I was talking about attachments. Many of us have discovered that as we unhook from our identities and attachments to specific events and situations, then the injuries or the wounding or the difficulties suddenly shift. And it's like you've shifted dimensions, for heaven's sakes. And in a certain way, it is shifting dimensions. It is shifting dimensions because we're in the third dimension. And we know we are beings of many, many dimensions. Some will delineate as 9 dimension, 10 dimension, blah, blah, blah. I just go, well, you know, as the frequencies change, you pop up. And as the frequencies change, you pop up. And when you pop up, then you meet and encounter all kinds of situations and all kinds of experiences that are in a higher frequency or in a different dimension. By the same token, if you want to pop down and get kind of angry and resistant and so on and so forth, then you magnetize proof that that's where you're at as well. So what we're going to do is our little meditation. I'd love to do a meditation at the beginning of this show, and I'd like to do the sacred geometric meditation. And in that, in the sacred geometric structures that we create, my guides and angels taught them to me, as we go in there, we create a kind of a laboratory. We also create a safe place to be in truth with, for example, your attachments, because that's what I've been talking about. You can bring up and feel the attachments that you have and not actually generate more attachments at that level, because you're in a safe place to actually be very, very honest with what it is you're doing and experiencing in order to make it different. So we're going to do that all together. I love to sort out where I'm holding myself back so that I can fly to the moon, and maybe you can too. The moon and beyond. Well, who is it that says that? To the future and beyond. Is that Back to the Future, Robert? Toy Story. Oh, it's Toy Story. Buzz Lightyear, yeah. Let's be like, what is it? Oh, to infinity and beyond. Let's go for it. Because really, we don't know as human beings how much we can unhook ourselves from the limitations that we've bought into with our belief structure that's collective as well as individual. It's dharmic, which means your soul's journey and what it wants to set up, the karma that you've accrued through centuries and centuries, and the collective dharma called, according to Aravinda, it's called the Dharmi. That's the message of the collective at any given time in history. And what could we do if we were beyond all those things? To get beyond them, outside of being Buzz Lightyear, who I think runs on batteries, and outside of being like that, you and I can learn to unfold and be absolutely amazingly multidimensional. But a lot of it takes, what, unhooking, detaching, releasing, and absolute, as Aravinda always says, Aravinda is one of the people that I've interviewed on Paradigm Shifters, somebody I really admire, is a very conscious being. And what he says is you got to have the courage to be very honest and stand naked in the eyes of God. That's really kind of a big job for me. I have to sit there and think about what exactly that means and how does it feel inside. But the message that we get from that is that as you're super honest with yourself and know what you're doing, you know what to release and who to release. And then you get to sort of pop up out of the collective and into a much more pure version of yourself and your absolutely unlimited potential. So, does that make sense? All right, so what I'd really like you to do is close your eyes unless you're driving, walking on a cliff's edge while reading a book or something like that. And let's take a couple of deep breaths. Again, a couple of deep breaths. And above your head, 2 to 4 miles, let's see a golden ball. And below your spine, another golden ball, maybe 40 feet below. And from the upper golden ball, right down through your spine and into the lower golden ball, draw a golden filament of light. I choose gold because it's a very high-frequency color. It's a very high-frequency metal. And we can use, I think, platinum and so on, but you can choose all that. I like gold. And now let's drop from the upper golden ball to waist height, about 20 feet out, a four-sided pyramid, the lines of which are gold. And then meeting it face-to-face, upside down, into the lower point, another four-sided pyramid. So the pyramids meet, and they're eight-sided. It's an octahedron. They meet point to point. And then inside of that, create a crystal ball. The outside edges of your crystal ball touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And then inside that, we have a crystal ball. I already said that. And the crystal ball is very beautiful. It's all kinds of colors, and it's very, very soft and gentle. You really feel the feminine energy inside that. Now drop inside that, and you're in a star tetrahedron. And a star tetrahedron is like a three-dimensional Star of David. And I'd like you to be in that and spin and spin and spin and feel the spinning. Okay, and see yourself. We're going to see yourself spinning and spinning, and now see also in front of you a magical screen. And on that magical screen, we're going to create a series of movies. And the first movie is you with yourself. What is it you really want to create? I want to create being multidimensional, being really free to experience all those dimensions and coming from the heart to being a loving, multidimensional being. What is it you would like to be? And then move to the next screen. When you think you've got that established and you can really feel it, see it, know it, then we create another movie in the next screen. And this movie is about you creating something you really want to create. And you know, many of you know that I'm doing a television series, and some of it's been delayed for a number of reasons. But I'd like to see on my screen this series of television shows being completed, being invigorating, being a lot of fun and very, very expressive paradigm shifters, lifting people so they can expand beyond their normal way of thinking. And in that vision, I like to see all of the resources coming to complete this. And the resources aren't just money, but it's the people and the places and the things that are going to help really irradiate this series to be a really wonderful, uplifting series. And then we get to sit around and bask in the delight as we see it running. Now, perhaps you want to create a home, a family, a partnership, a movie, a book, clothing, anything you want to create, something big, something little, something very temporary, something long-term. It doesn't matter. But see yourself fleshing out the details of that. And then feel it. Feel how wonderful it is that it's such a success. Good. And when you really feel it, see the resources coming to keep it going, to keep it working, to amp it up. And then when you know it's successful, wrap it in light. Good. And now in the next one, it's the Galactic Healing Center. And in this Galactic Healing Center, the first thing we see is a beautiful, clean, clear, bright, radiant healing table. And the healing team around it is a magical team of beings and consciousnesses that work with you. And have them wrap around this table. And you're the first person who lies on the healing table. And as you lie on the table, you might have a problem that you're going to ask them to help you with. Or they might tell you what the situation is. So I flopped out on the table. Okay. And then I see them working on me. What's happening with you? You might even feel some wonderful energy moving through your body. Okay, and when we're talking about, for example, the belly area, they show two things. Somebody's working on the belly, and then somebody else is working on the head, because there's a correlating energy pattern in those two parts that work together. So just pay attention to what they're doing. And now let's ask them if there's a special message for you, for me. Good, thank you. And you may want to write it down. Good. Now wrap it in light. And remember, our team is very, very magical, very healing, and very etheric. Wrap it in light and set up a new table, and then a new replicate the healing team, which will go right around your table. And bring in somebody you know needs help. That's it. And have them sit up on the table or lie down on the table. And have the healing team work on them. And they might be pulling something out. In this case, I see them pulling something out and then raising her fields and frequency beyond the attraction to that particular density. Yeah, they're pulling. There you go. They're pulling something out. And they're also working again, and maybe it's because I've been studying brain chemistry a lot, but they're working again with this woman's brain, even though we're working on her foot. Yeah, because there is, again, a rapport, isn't there? And then I ask if there's any message for her. Okay, and I will write that down so I can pass it to her. I won't tell you her message because it might be a secret. And now let's do it again. Wrap that in light and send it on its way so it can keep going. And thank the guidance and do one more time with the healing team around and the fresh table. And then have this person come in and lay them on the table. Now this one has fibromyalgia. And let's have that team. Yeah. And I'm asking if there's any messages about this whilst we work on this person. They're running energy all through her body. Now, remember this about fibromyalgia. It very often strikes women, but it's a disease of suppression, the immune system. And I'm watching, and they're saying this person is denying who she is in the context of her life. She is denying who she is. And tell her to open up her heart and listen. That's it. And now they're pulling some of the frequencies out of her. That comes out like strings, you know, when you're pulling a weaving apart string by string. Yeah. A little bit more flowy looking, huh? And again, they're going into her head, her brain. Good. And then ask if they will keep the light moving around this person. If you'll just stay online, you can be talking in about 5 minutes. Thank you. And now close off that part of the healing room. And then let's look at a political situation on the planet. And I won't talk about it. You can choose it. And let's call in a kind of a fuchsia orange, you know, radiant light, fuchsia combination orange radiant light. Call it in from the highest. Bring it in through the top of your head and out through your hands, and then send it to the hot spots on the planet, and there are many right now. The economic world, the floods, even the Gulf situation, which is still in the process of figuring out how to heal it, and many, many people who are in big trouble, and many animals. So let's take that beautiful orangish, pinkish healing light and send it to all those hot spots. You can do this. And wrap this light round and round and round the world. Round and round the world. And bring it back into yourself. And then step out of the healing room, the Galactic Healing Center. Pop into your spinning star tetrahedron. Spin round and round and round and round and round. And then pop back into the room, and you're here with me. Thank you for sharing such a nice sacred space. And I know there's somebody on hold there, so you're welcome to be on the air. Join us right now. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Well, what's
up
with you?
How you doing with this talk show?
What's that?
How's this talk show you doing?
What's the question? How is the talk show? We're talking about healing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't really... Well, let me ask you a question about healing. Well, basically, I recently just moved away from my dad, my parents, you know, because they had a problem, you know. And it's just, you know, you can't change who they are, and, you know, once they're manipulated, they're manipulated.
So where did you go?
I went to, I actually bought my own house and moved on and got my job over there and stuff. And it's just hard, you know, because they want me to live over there, but I can't.
Were they into drugs and stuff?
No, no drugs.
Okay.
It's just the way they were.
And how old are you? Are you young?
No, not really.
You seem young. So it seems like it's a good idea for you to stay away for now, but you will return, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, are you happy where you are except for being lonely for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay, well, I think you need to stay where you are for a while, and then you're going to go back after a while, and it'll be much easier, because having
mm-hmm.
them, they miss you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that?
Uh-huh. But it's just
right.
Hard.
It's very hard, isn't it? So just call
yeah.
in, ask for help from your guides and angels, and you will get help. How long have you been gone?
A month.
Well, you know what, honey? It seems like you're going to be gone a while longer, and then it'll be easy to go back. You know? It
yeah.
is a big job for you, but you did the right thing, and it will make a big difference to them when you've been gone a bit and then you go back. Do a good job. You have protection.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for
your call.
Enjoy
your night.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. So this is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I want to talk to you about what's going on in your world. I talked to you a little bit about attachments and so on, and then this young gentleman called in. I think he stumbled into a show that he wasn't even sure existed. I think I did too, but anyway, we'll see about that. And the thing about attachment is that it's very difficult to just separate from people that you're cellularly attached to. People will say, oh my gosh, are you still thinking about that person? It's been 5 years. And I go, well, you know what? Are you still thinking about that person? It's been 2,000 years. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can. How are you?
Yeah, this is Ted. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Ted. How you doing?
Oh, really well. I just did a breathing session. I just wanted to thank you for encouraging me to do the connected breath work, because it's just been absolutely awesome. And talking about different dimensions and stuff, and just there's where I go. It's obviously a different place, a different reality. And boy, I just wanted to encourage your listeners to give that a shot. That just connected breath, it just really works. It might be that I'm just propensity to go that way, or an ability, special ability or something. I don't know, but I just think it's pretty awesome.
Well, you know what's really, thanks for that, Ted. And first of all, did you go to Judith Kravitz or Ashiana? I can't remember the other person's name. Ashiana.
Yeah, I went to Ashiana just because it looked more practical for a couple big reasons. So that's the way I wanted. You know, I just feel so powerful when I'm in that. I was thinking, well, geez, you know, maybe I could heal my foot, you know, with this, and maybe along with a healer, and I wouldn't have to plunk out a bunch of bucks for an operation down in Costa Rica. And I thought, well, I'll just check with you on that.
I think it's a really good idea. You know, we had Judith Kravitz on, eh?
I'm sorry?
You know, I did an interview with Judith Kravitz, did you?
I know, I heard it was very nice. Yeah, I really like her.
Well, and I love her... she talked about what got her going when she had throat cancer, and she breathed that out.
I mean,
if you can do that, although the throat is certainly more connected with the breath, but still,
yeah.
She made me, I felt, listening, that almost everything could be moved, because I was talking about attachment at the beginning, and when I look at you, I go, you know, there's a lot about your foot, right, that has to do with the whole rest of your body, and you know this. I know you know this, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's all connected, sure.
Yes, so when I'm watching you breathing, and you're calling it connected breath, right, I don't see why you can't release the attachments, because that's what I'm talking about today in a way, the attachments to whatever the emotional situations are that registered in the form of this painful foot, right?
Yeah.
So I'm really excited you're doing this, Ted. And also, you know, what's interesting to me is something that we could talk about as well, which is you're a Libra, which is an air sign. And I wonder, and I'm just questioning this, I wonder if people who are air signs do better with the air and the breath than people who are, it's just
makes
a fun
sense.
Idea. I'm not sure if it's really limiting, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. Could be.
So what happens? So tell us about it. So you do the breathing, and then you transcend.
Oh,
you go to a different.
It was so awesome. It was just really awesome.
Really?
Oh yeah. I mean, I went off into other realities, and I there's a lot of release work. I cried just to let go, and then I cried out of just the awesomeness of it, you know, and just of me.
It was wow.
And it's just unbelievable, the high I get from it. And I did it up at Harbin, and it was a nice nature connection that I felt as well. It was nice to have that setting. So, yeah. And then all this power, you know, I just felt such power. And afterwards I think, yeah, I could use this maybe if it picks my foot.
So what do you, not just for your foot, but which foot is it, the left or right? I can't remember.
The left.
Okay. So tell me this, would you be interested in working with that for your life work?
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean the foot, I mean the breathing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm doing, this whole training thing. That's what I'm doing. It's costing big bucks, but yeah, I think it's going to be a wonderful thing. And I'm sort of, you know, I listened to your show fairly frequently, and you know, one of the things you said is just to follow your passion, and this is a passion. You know, it really.
Well,
is.
I'm very excited for you, Ted. So, what's next? Are you going to stay doing your other work?
Well, I'm going down to Costa Rica, and the other thing I was going to do in Costa Rica was get an operation on my foot, you know, on one of these minor operations.
What are you going to do?
Have it all fixed.
When are you going to Costa Rica?
Not till November the 16th or so.
Okay. So you have time to breathe like mad, to do your connected breath like mad, right?
See
if you can't release your foot.
Okay.
I think that's such a great mission, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you give anybody a sampler before you go?
Can I give anybody, a what?
A sample of the breathing.
Okay, yeah, let's see, you go. Yeah, well, it's kind of a long inhale, and you really, what happens is like 80% of the population doesn't really breathe correctly. If you can really breathe fully into all parts, it's really wonderful. And then it's a lot shorter exhale, and there's no pause in between. So here we go. Let's see. Let's see. So I'm...
Like that?
Yeah, long, long, deep inhale.
And then how long do you do it for, Ted?
Well, I lose track of time. I would say after maybe 15, 20 minutes, is just be a guess, I start going off into another reality.
Oh, that's great. We love that.
And other people don't seem to have quite the very awesome experience I do a lot of times, but boy...
But that doesn't matter. You've been working on yourself a long time, and you're pretty sensitive. But I love this, so thank you so much. I'm willing to try it. I'll let you know.
All right. Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for your thoughts and always your encouragement on this. I just really appreciate it.
And I told you, I think I've said this before, I like to tell people I live in the altered states of America, so you can say that too.
I know. Well, I'm just there when I do this breath thing. I'm not there the rest of the time. Although, you know what? It continued for a while. I mean, I was in this observation mode that was really deep, and there was a different level of observation I was doing.
Yay.
So it stayed for a good hour before my ego kicked in, you know?
Okay, so I want to ask you before I say goodbye, I want to say that when you're breathing into a painful area or a hurt area, I don't know if you are taught to do this, but it seems to me that if you focus in to that area and do it, that extra breath in there is going to really make it you've got all these hookups going on, and I think it's going to unhook a lot of things for you.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
Look for that, and then we need you to report back.
All right, I will.
Thank you, darling.
Right.
Happy breathing.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. I think that's actually a wonderful, wonderful report because I know breath can do a lot of things for waking us up out of emotional storage about what would we call it, about belief structures and programs that we've inherited through the lineage, chakras that are messed up, physical things that are messed up. It's going to be very exciting to hear how Ted does it. I think I don't do it because I might be a little bit lazy or preoccupied doing stuff with my mind instead of with my breathing. But I know that it's a very, very powerful thing. So I'm going to give you the phone numbers now. Bob got them all ready for me to read to you, and then I went off and talked to Ted and didn't bother. Okay, it's call in. Do call in. 888-815-9756. What is it you're doing to detach from old programs? What is it you're doing to discover in your world how you've got old programs that keep rerunning and rerunning? What are you doing to kind of meet yourself and to really be more and more honest about who you are? What are you doing to change, to alter the way you relate to what? People. How about that? And what do you do to relate to your job and the fact that what's deep down in your soul journey might want expression? Are you doing that? So call in and tell me what's really going on in your world. 888-815-9756. And then line one is 530-327-7602. 530-327-7602. And then there's 530-413-4510, 530-413-4510. And line three is 530-413-4522. Thank you for your call. You're on the air. Hello. Hello. Are you there? I don't think I can hear you.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, it's Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. How you doing?
Good, good. Do you hear this?
I sure can.
Great.
Can you hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, hi. Yeah,
or it's the old cell thing. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I'm calling you illegally. I'm in the library. If they catch me,
uh-oh,
I'll have to quit.
Oh, dear. Oh. Now we'll have to do some rapid breathing to get that clear, won't we?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up with you, Aaliyah? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I found the last caller very interesting, what he said about his foot, because I've been feeling pain in my ankles and feet. It seemed to, like, work down my legs and to the last few months. So it started out somewhere in my, you know, abdomen and work down all the way to my feet. Now it's kind of like leaving my ankles. Yeah, working on a lot of blocks too.
Just, yeah, what do you think the source is?
What do I think it is?
Yeah.
Well, according to the Toltecs, one stores one's personal history in one's calves and the calf muscles. So I think I'm just sort of slowly letting go. I'm not sure.
Well, also, when you look at the abdomen, it's how you've really digested life, and I think it's through many lives, don't you?
Yeah.
You say it started there, huh?
Yeah, I think it started there. It's like my lower back was hurting, and, you know, it's probably lack of exercise, too. It could be all physical, but, you know, it's still kind of heavy. You know,
but, Aaliyah, you know, one of the things from Ted that we learned, and we've already learned this, you have and I have, that nothing's all physical, right?
No, not at all.
I mean, it's no accident you're in the library. Your body's the library, right? And so when I'm looking at it, I just see the legs as what, you know, support, and male mm-hmm. on the right, female on the left, and then childhood pictures in the calves. And you know, the mm-hmm. little old feet are understanding, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and your little body is screaming at me that it's just got to make some big changes, and it doesn't feel very supported.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going to Hawaii for a while, and of course my mind screams about that. How are you going to do it? Well, you know.
How are you going to do it?
I'm probably just do it the way I came here, you know.
Have you lived in Hawaii? And where's your mom?
My mom?
Yeah.
Oh, Oh, she's passed away.
Oh. Did you have a hard time with her?
Yeah.
My reasoning for asking that is when you go through the weird leg stuff, I feel like there's a really deep nurturing aspect of your nature that's just not there, and I keep seeing your mom and that it wasn't there, and there's a part of you that's kind of lost about that. We forget, and I should tell everybody at home, a really interesting exercise for all of you to do periodically is lie down or be in a very soft, vulnerable place and go, Mama, Mama, and then your little body will tell you where you're very vulnerable and fragile because Mom couldn't be there or wouldn't be there or whatever it was at the time when you were, you know, extremely vulnerable and needy and calling for help. It just helps to really bring up places, you know.
Yeah, so I've been working through personal. Yeah, I've been working through personal history with my mother regarding my left leg. So that's a number of years right now. When I was 3, I broke my left leg. And
how'd you break it?
I went down a slide. I don't know why my mother let me go down the big slide in the park that day, but she did. And the puddle, it rained, and the puddle, there was a puddle, a mud puddle at the bottom, and my body went one way, my leg went another.
Oh, my.
And I knew I was in shock. I didn't feel pain. I don't recall pain, but I was in shock, and I knew with that inner knowledge that I couldn't get up. Hmm. And my mother didn't believe me. And she basically told me to get up. So that just taught me a lot of things. And I've gone through all of this for the last few years, but I don't know that it's healed. It's, you know, it just doesn't seem to want to, you know, change. So,
well, it's interesting because when you're talking about going to Hawaii or you're talking about your legs, and I'm going, you know what's interesting, Aaliyah, is that there's a part, and people at home need to think about this as well, is that there's a part of you that is so deeply entranced and committed to spirit, but there's a part of you that has no faith in the support and understanding of spirit. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like your mom, and most of our moms, and this isn't a pejorative thing about the mother, but most of our moms couldn't handle who we are. Here we're demanding a multidimensional reality. Most of them weren't doing that, right?
Yeah.
So for a number of reasons, they could not hold us with the support that we really want and require. And my guides and angels are showing that your body mind is so incredibly spiritual and so willing to be multidimensional, but they're showing that part of you underneath that is not willing to give over to spirit. See what I mean? There's a lack of support here.
Yeah. Well, I've also felt a sort of lessening of voices and connections in the last month.
And why is that, do you think?
I'm not sure. I think I sort of got back into, work and you know, focusing again, and because of the, say, the less than positive entities that I was encountering, I made an effort to close that part down, but I might have closed the other part down too. I don't know.
Well, we don't want you to, because there's a billowing light in and around you, and that billowing light has got the ability to hold you up, girl.
How do I reconnect with that? I mean, I'm having a hard time, again, establishing the faith of going forward, because there's so much I need to do, and I get very distracted by, the little things in life that one needs to do just to, you know.
The little 3D grid, right?
Yeah, the 3D dimensional things, and, you know, I'd like to go, you know, just really go for what I need to go for.
How did you get the job?
The job?
Mm-hmm. You're working in a job now, hey?
Oh, I am. I teach people how to work on the web. And, excuse me. Now, that was, that's a long story.
Well, no, actually, the reason I'm asking that question is because there's a whole thing about spirit gifting you with a way to ground, and I'm watching it. It's like it's coming from above. You're being gifted with the way to ground and the way to build your resources again, and then you will be lifted and carried into another level of service. That's what they're showing. But, you know, sometimes when you're saying, how do I connect again, I'm saying, well, maybe just take a look at that and see if you can perceive or experience the fact that you were gifted into the latest jobs that you've been given, even though it's picking your multidimensional self into a three-dimensional doodah, you know, because it's giving you resources. Well, it's giving you an expansion you didn't have for a while. Do you understand that?
I'd like to increase the amount of money that comes from it.
Okay.
Or increase the risk, the reach that they're supposed to have. Because right now I work for a subscription-based service. So that means that my work, which is beautiful, could be textbook, or coffee book kind of work, you know, that coffee table book kind of work, beautiful, you know, work about design could be reaching more people, but it doesn't. And that's because it's a subscription-based service, so it's online, but not available. So I have to somehow, you know, get more reach through working for magazines and things like that. But
you know, it's really funny. I just keep seeing you're being gifted with a grounding of some kind of financial thing, and then you're going to be lifted like mad. So,
it's not much financial. So I'm looking for more. And I don't know how to get that, but I'm working on it.
Well, it's coming. It's coming very soon. I'm not sure what it was, but you were missing some kind of link. And it's coming through. Here's how it seems. It seems like it goes, meow, dives in and lands you along the earth, and then up it goes again. So it's only a matter of time, and you will feel lifted, and you will feel supported. But it seems like you had to have a little gravity infusion for a bit. A lot of times those of us who are in this high-frequency existence have to land periodically.
Right.
And even though you don't think the job is enough, it seems to be grounding a foundation of some sort that's going to gift you with a much broader base context, and then you'll be able to go up higher, if that makes sense. You're not normal. Now, a lot of people listening to this show are not normal. One of the things you have to do in this life, it seems, is transcend or transform and transcend a whole lot of like old karmic stuff. And you're actually doing a lot of that right now. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I had this dream where I was in this battle with my mother about things that I couldn't change, and it made me very sad. And so I was like half conscious and trying to heal the dream, you know, for a while. And suddenly in the midst of all that pain, I got this bliss moment and this little phrase that came to me, and it said, have compassion for yourself.
Oh,
such a beautiful thing. I realize it's a lesson, you know. There's a lot of stuff I know I'm cycling through, and I'm hoping that it's the end of it because it's been holding me back for a long time.
I don't think it's very much longer, and I think you'll be off and running. And it's interesting, and this is also for everybody at home, is when you go through a period of initiation, there is no logic to it, and there's no order to it, it seems. It seems like it's some kind of random pothole that comes through spirit or something, and it really does a lot of service for your soul's journey, and I see you coming out pretty soon and being very expanded and much freer, but a kind of grounded freedom at the same time. You'll give much greater service, and you're going to be all involved with some kind of art gallery.
It's time.
You like it.
What's that?
I said, and you like it. That's me being bossy.
Oh, yeah. Well, a question for you is contemplating like a few months in Hawaii right now a good idea or not?
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea. Actually, if you have these jobs that you're not crazy about, can't you do it on the web no matter where you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's a really good idea. And there's something, when are you going to go, October?
Probably, I was thinking like November through March, or maybe even December through March.
It looks like as long as you keep the grounding part of it, the job part, it looks like that increases, and then you do a rise. So I would say it's a really good thing because you're not going to lose anything except for the cost of getting over there.
Yeah, I won't lose anything. In fact, it might be cheaper to live there by now.
Especially if you keep a sense of humor. Well, thank you for your call, Ali. I better go in case
thank
I need
you.
To talk with someone out. Bless your heart and let us know when you fly away.
I will. Have you read my book?
Not yet. I'm sorry. I just got so distracted with this TV thing.
Okay. I was just wondering if you got it and everything.
Did you get
the tarot?
I did, yes. And it's on a CD. I just have been tied up.
Yeah. Well, let me know.
I will.
Okay. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Well, that's interesting because it's very, you know, we're talking about attachments. I don't know what we're talking about. We're talking about anything it takes us to transform in the third dimensional level and to rise and grow and be in both our dharma, which is the purity of your own soul's journey, and meet the shift, which is the collective shift that can shift us into a beingness that is a win-win beingness rather than a competitive, greed-based beingness. And a fear-based beingness, right? So we're talking about anything to do with your life because all of you listening to Radiance by Design are pushing and growing and learning and like Ted, doing your different techniques for raising yourself out of the kind of, sometimes we could call it the mass hypnosis or the stupor sometimes, awakening ourselves out of that so we can become this amazing unlimited species. How unlimited are you? And I'm looking at somebody there who's wringing her hands. Now, stop wringing your hands. It's not that hopeless out there. I'm looking at her, and she's going, I just don't know quite what to do with myself because I'm sort of stuck here. This is somebody that I'm looking at out there. And she's thinking that she's really stuck, and I'm saying, stop for a minute. Stop with the wringing of the hands and stop with the worrying. And let's all of us take a few moments to do some breathing. We won't do the connected breath at Ashaya. I don't know what her actual name is, but Judith Kravitz teaches it as well. And Ted phoned about it. But let's just do a few breaths instead of wring the hands. A couple more. So my friend who's worrying has several options behind her, and what she's worrying about is that there's a lot of news around her that jobs are breaking down and that people can't get anywhere and that there's nothing left for her and she's older and she's not going to have anything. I'm saying, stop! Stop! When you hear yourself do that, realize that your thoughts are creating. I know a lot of you know that. Right now, stop, take another breath, and look at what you're thinking. Are you trying to hedge your activities because you see all the things that can go wrong, all the little squishers that come into your mind, all the ways of hearing that it's not practical to think this way, it's not practical to plan, it's not practical to try to sell something when the marketplace is smaller, it's not practical to blah, blah, blah. What's going on in your mind? Take a look at those thoughts and realize that they create. I find this is really sometimes a big job to pay attention to, but you know what? It works. Back up and take a look at your thoughts. Now, my lady who's been wringing her hands, she stopped wringing her hands. You're letting your mind go to stuff that you would prefer. How would you prefer your life? That's right. Let's all look at how we would prefer our life. Doesn't take much magic to do that, does it? Take a look at how you would prefer your life. Yeah, wow, it's a whole bunch of you just sort of relax your stomach. Just drop that tension in your stomach. How would you prefer your life? What does it feel like? And just stop that tension in your stomach. That's it. Right. Just relax. And now let the visions flow. See yourself dressing like you'd like to. See yourself producing what it is you want to produce. See yourself performing if that's what you want. See yourself laughing and enjoying it. See yourself having people come and support you and laugh with you and enjoy your project. Isn't that great? Because that's the way we're going to produce. And there's a lot of things collapsing on the planet. We know that right now. But it's interesting because as an intuitive, and I've seen other intuitives say the same thing or talk to other intuitives to say the same thing, that we see all these little bright lights growing on the underneath this huge economic structure. And that's a questionable structure in a lot of ways. It's kind of clappity, trappity, and coming apart. But underneath it, there's all these little sparkling things that are growing up, and they're inventions, new businesses, support systems, I don't know, schools, charter schools. I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff. They're growing up, green energy work, international consortiums going on. It's really interesting. So start thinking about what it is you'd want to create and how you'd want to bring things together on this planet. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and what I've got coming up on Paradigm Shifters, I'm not sure when I'm going to get it, but there's a fellow named Tom Mater, and he talks about nutrition. He's talking about all kinds of the impact of the foods that you eat. He's really quite an amazing researcher. Then there's Yvonne Smith, who's working with the UFOs, and she's supposed to be on very soon, but I haven't confirmed that date as well. Oh, my goodness, I have all these things going on, so we'll talk about that, and if you'd like to have a session with me, and if you'd like to have feedback on this show, or if you'd like to have a suggestion for Paradigm Shifters, please email me, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness is on right after this show, and I love it. I get to be Jackie's sidekick. It's her show, really, but I get to explore with her team, her channel team. I get to ask them a lot of questions and find out what's really ticking in this multidimensional consortium of consciousness that we're lucky enough to hear from. I love my own, and I really love Jackie's team as well. And Jackie herself is a wonderful healer. So stay tuned if you can. How many of you heard Louisa Williams last Tuesday? She is a really amazing woman, and she's a naturopath and has talked a lot about there's something funny that she talked about. It's an older show that I ran, and she talked about how your neuro, because I'm really big into brain chemistry these days, she talked about how your neurotransmissions, your brain chemistry, starts off being created in your intestinal tract, which I thought was really fascinating. I really enjoyed that. And then I was listening, sometimes in the night when I don't sleep, I listen to old interviews, and there was Suzanne Wang, who's a naturopath in Marin, and she was talking, here I was listening in the night, and it's an older interview, as I said, and she was talking about how with autism, the first place she looks for problems are digestive and intestinal problems, because that has a huge impact on autism and autistic kids. And I'm like, wow, I suddenly have such a different concept about how our bodies work and what goes on the intestinal tract, which actually houses the karma and all the leftover stuff. Anyway, that's my a post-amble. That's not a preamble, is it? That's my prologue of my show, Radiance by Design. Thank you so much for listening to the show tonight. And as I say, email me with your suggestions, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. Take a deep breath. Call in some blessings coming in from the universe, because golly gee, the universe is downloading tons of high-frequency energies, which are really helping us all as we expand and glow and grow into this time of the shift. So take a deep breath and breathe those blessings back out through your arms and through your heart to one another in this Radiance by Design community. And thank you for listening. Stay tuned if you can for Jackie. Good night.